Welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This podcast explores the unique spiritual and theological gifts Community of Christ offers for today's world.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Project Zion podcast. This is Brittany Mangelson, and I'm going to be your host for today. And I just have to say, and I feel like I say this every single time, but I am so excited for this interview today. My guests and I have just been chit-chatting before we pushed record, and I feel like I could have just continued to chat with her for the whole day. So I am so excited to welcome my friend, Pam Robison, on the podcast for the first time. And we are going to be doing a What's Brewing series, which is all about mission, all about what is happening in the church to live out Christ's mission. And Pam, I'll just say, we're going to be talking about something that I actually didn't know much about at all. And I'm kind of sad that I'm just now diving into it, because I feel like at least people in my congregation could have been using this resource long before now. But with that buildup, we are talking about the Piano Club in Community of Christ. So Pam, why don't you give us a little introduction to yourself? Just let us know who you are, where you're at, just whatever you'd like to share about yourself.
Thanks, Brittany. I live in Independence, not too far from the Temple and Auditorium. And I've been a church musician, I've got to stop and think how many years. I've been playing for church since I was 8 years old, and started actually on an old pump organ when we lived in Nuneaton, England. Been playing on organ, piano, you name it, since then. And I'm really excited about Piano Club, because I think that provides an option for a lot of musicians that we didn't have before. It's something that I really enjoy doing, really enjoy working with, and in a lot of ways, something I wish that there had been when I was younger, starting out with some piano playing. But yeah, I'm on staff at Community of Christ organ headquarters, or with the organs, and have been there since 1968. So been playing in various ways a lot of years.
A seasoned organist. I so excited about this conversation. So let's just dive right on in. Tell us what the Piano Club is. Maybe give us a little bit of history about it, some basic information. What is it?
Okay. In 1997, Jack Ergo was director of music at Community of Christ. And I think Jack probably was aware that there weren't a whole lot of resources for beginning pianists who wanted to play for church services. And so around 1997, Jack came up with the idea to start this piano club as a club for children, where the church would be able to provide very simplified hymn resources. So that if somebody was just starting out in piano but wanted to play for church, they could do an arrangement, maybe even just a single line or a very simple accompaniment that they could use in the congregation. While he intended it initially for kids, soon beginning adult pianists wanted to join as well. And so it really kind of grew from that. Initially, there wasn't a particular schedule on when the arrangements would come out, just kind of whenever Jack could get them put together. But somewhere around 2 or 3 years later, Bob and Jerry Gale Ramsey took it over and led it for 13 or so years. Then things began to get a little bit more organized. As much as I love Jack, he is not necessarily the most organized person. And Bob and Jerry Gale worked it out so that there were 6 arrangements every year. They came out bi-monthly. And those arrangements, we still do it every two months. And every time there are five levels of piano arrangements and one organ arrangement. And the piano levels range from just a single melody line that may be divided between the two hands, all the way up to a more concert level kind of an arrangement, and then an organ arrangement that would woodwork for accompaniment as well.
I absolutely love this.
And the arrangements go, you know, the level A is the single line. B is the melody line with kind of basically very simple chord accompaniment. C level has some hand shifting, still not real difficult. D is probably what most of your average church musicians would use. E is designed more for prelude or ministry of music. So there's a wide variety. And the way we're doing it right now is that every member gets all of the levels. So they can choose whichever one works for them. So on some hymn, maybe levels C would work better for them. On another one, they might want to use level D or E. But they have their choice because they get them all.
This is so helpful because I have heard, you know, in my ministry, we have a lot of people who are pretty new to Community of Christ Sings.
Right.
And people love it, right? I mean, our hymnal, and we've talked about the hymnal on the podcast several times, and it is such a beautiful, beautiful book of scripture and,
right,
you know, just beautiful. However, and to be clear, I don't play the piano, but I have heard that, you know, some of the hymns can be really tricky for people who want to provide ministry of music. And there's a lot of musical, Utah, where I'm at, there's a lot of musical talent around, but even for some folks that have been playing the piano for a while, some of the arrangements in the hymn book are difficult.
And so there's one hymn that I still have problems with in there as well.
Yeah, and you've been a professional organist for decades. So, I mean,
one of the purposes of Piano Club was to make it possible for musicians to have materials related to the hymnal and making it possible for people to share gifts. So I guess if you really want to relate it to the enduring principles there, it really ties in with the idea of developing disciples to serve and the worth of all persons, because it acknowledges that people have gifts. And some may think, oh, I can't play that well enough to play that. This says, yes, you can, because we can make it possible for you to be able to play. And part of the initial goal of a piano club was to increase the level of participation by children and youth and inexperienced adults, and to eventually, hopefully at least, have competent musicians in every congregation. So we know that there are some congregations that are really small and that may have just one person who does their best, but maybe who is not particularly experienced or trained. And piano club's goal is to say, hey, here's materials that will help you provide the best ministry that you can.
And that is such a beautiful concept, because in Community of Christ, we do believe in the worth of all persons, and that includes lay ministers, that includes children. And so this idea that you need to be a professional in order to, you know, that you have to hit this mark in order to be able to provide ministry, that's just not how our church functions. And I think that anytime you're doing something that's a little more performative, like playing for a group, it can be really intimidating. And so
it can be. And especially to
simplify it is helpful.
Yeah. Especially if there's a kid who's just really kind of starting piano, or an adult who's just starting, who really, really wants to be able to help their congregation or help provide even a music ministry at some point. Hopefully there's something in Piano Club that makes it possible for them to do that.
Yeah, and to build confidence and to just, yes, to be able to know that what they have to offer is enough, and that they can be part of providing a worship service that is meaningful and people feel God's presence. And I'm such a fan of this.
Thank you. We're excited about it as well.
So it also, I mean, sounds like a colossal project. Again, I have, you know, admitted,
it is a challenge.
Yeah. And I've admitted that I basically know nothing about this stuff. So how about you walk us through what it takes to make these resources? You said it's bi-monthly.
Yes.
There's a lot of hymns. So yes. I'm just curious, what does the process of producing these simplified hymns look like? What work goes into it?
Okay, I start with creating a schedule of which hymns we're going to be looking at. Try to do it for 2 to 3 years at a time so that I always kind of know what we're heading for. I send out the year's hymns. Like this year's hymns, I sent out to our arrangers at the end of last year and said, here's what we're looking at. We've set a deadline that they come in, they're due on the 15th of the first of the month, because that gives me time to do the note setting, to get everything pulled together. There are several arrangers who help out. I have some who only want to do the A, B, and C levels. Someone else who does the B levels, Jan Craybill, does E for us, and I do the organ ones. And so they create their arrangements and send them back to me. I put them in Finale, which is the music note setting program that we use. Double check to make sure I've got all the notes right and add the fingering if we need to. Then create PDFs out of those. When I also send the information to someone who writes the stories for our newsletter, the story of the hymn and the composer. She sends it in to me. I put it into our Word template for the newsletter. It also, that story then goes to the person who creates the puzzles for the newsletter. And she sends those to me and I do them to make sure that there aren't any glitches anywhere along the line. When all of that is done, all of that's put together. And then I create PDFs of all of the arrangements in the newsletter, run that off, check it, make sure that everything is printing right. That again, there aren't any hopefully major or minor glitches in it. Then send it out. Most of the people get their newsletter and arrangements by email. I've got a few who still want the hard copies. So I send all of those out, and hopefully don't get any bounce back from any of the emails, and then sit back and go, whew, until it's time to do the next one.
That sounds like a lot of work. And you said that there's a newsletter, and I was actually taking a peek at that last night and saw the puzzle and the stories. You have a sample newsletter. Talk a little bit more about that. So are they stories that go with the hymns, like the history of the hymns, or what's
the story that the story that Melissa writes is the story of the hymn words, the verse itself, as well as the story of the tune, the composer, the author, whatever information she can find that would help help bring the hymn to life. Now, like maybe where it was used, what caused the composer to write it, why was the hymn tune named the way it was? So as much information as she can find about the hymn itself. Then there's a section in there called Notes from Pan that is whatever I think about adding. Sometimes it's a little bit of an extra of some additional information that I have. Sometimes it's information maybe about an upcoming event. Sometimes it's how do you use this part of the hymnal? One time we had a section that dealt with how can you, if there's a hymn that you like, but the people don't really know the tune or you can't play the tune, how do I find a tune that people are familiar with that will work with that hymn? So we spent some time dealing with that. And then there's the puzzles. So yeah, some fun information in there for people as well.
And I think that that's so important because I know that I have loved hearing some of the stories behind the hymns in our hymnal. One that we always tell the hymn is "There One Who Feels Unworthy."
Ah,
and
right. I love that.
And that story makes that hymn so much more meaningful. It's a meaningful hymn, but to know that that was written in part by teenagers and that it happened at SPEC, and it's all about welcome and everybody being worthy. And, you know, particularly in our context here in Utah, in my context here in Utah, where there's, I mean, teen suicide in Utah, we're number one in the nation. And so
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Or we have been in recent years. Right. But to have that hymn, you know, juxtaposed to that and say, like, this is the type of youth that Community of Christ is producing. And this is what our message is teaching the youth. So the hymn on its own is incredible. But then when you pair that background, it gives it such a more meaningful message, that it's not just, you know, these old white straight guys that are telling this message that they don't actually believe in, but like, this is the message that teens are getting and are sharing with the world. So yeah, what I'm trying to lift up is the background and the stories of the hymns. They can completely transform the music as well. And so to be able to equip the musicians with that background understanding, I mean, when these stories are shared, it brings ministry in such a multidimensional way. So.
Well, and as a musician, just knowing the background, knowing the story about maybe what went into the writing of the poem or where the composer was when they wrote that particular piece and why they named that tune the way they did, it can have some impact on how you play it as well.
That's beautiful and something I hadn't considered, but yes, you're absolutely right. Oh, very good. And I mean, there's puzzles in it, so it's fun, right? It's this,
yes, hopefully,
it's a club. So, I mean, I'm now curious, what kind of feedback have you gotten from not only the resources, but just the newsletter in general? Do you really feel like this is a community of musicians that you're helping foster?
I do. Interestingly enough, I don't get a lot of individual feedback back, but I periodically hear from other individuals who say, oh, so-and-so in our congregation absolutely loves Piano Club. So it's kind of a sideways feedback that we get. I don't get people necessarily saying, thank you so much for it. Although occasionally that happens, but it's more kind of many testimonials from people who say, oh yeah, our musicians love it. We use it all the time. So I figure as long as that's happening and as long as people keep renewing or getting membership in Piano Club, we must be doing something right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're producing content bi-monthly, for those that don't know, I'm guessing Pam, and I'm putting you on the spot, but I'm guessing you could tell us exactly how many hymns there are in Community of Christ Sings. 630.
Just a minute and I'll look it up.
Perfect.
I've got the hymnal right here.
There's a lot.
There's a lot. It's 664.
Okay. So dare I ask how far you've gotten through for the last several years?
You know, I'm not really sure, to be quite honest. We will not be able to do all of the hymns in the hymnal. Mm-hmm. Because there are copyright restrictions on some of them and some just say no. Right now, what we're working through are hymns that are public domain, because those are easier to work with. And quite honestly, with the pandemic, with the cutbacks that the church has had to make in some areas, not having to try and get permission to from copyright holders to do that has made it a whole lot easier. And there are still a lot of public domain hymns for us to get through. One of the issues is that while there are 664 hymns in the hymnal, there aren't 664 different tunes. because some tunes are used for two or three, or occasionally four or five different hymns. And so while we may make an arrangement for a tune with a specific set of words, that same tune could be used if you're using one of the different other set of words as well. Although there are a couple of times that we have done multiple arrangements of a hymn tune. You know, we maybe did it 7 or 8 years ago. Yeah, let's revisit it. But I'm trying, at this point, I'm trying not to do that because I'm trying to help us find arrangements for at least all of the public domain hymns that we can. When we begin getting close to the end of that, then I'll take a look at some of the copyrighted hymns again and see if we have the personnel that can help us get that copyright information or copyright permission, as well as the funds. And I don't think the funds are a problem. I think Piano Club is in good shape for that. It's more the question of, okay, who do we need to contact? What do you need from us in order to give us permission to make these arrangements? And then will you give us that permission? I think most are pretty good about that, especially since it's for worship. But there are some that just say, nope, don't want anybody playing with him. In that case, okay, we just have to leave it alone.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least we have a lot of options to choose from.
Yes.
Big enough library.
A lot of options. Yeah, I've got a list actually of the public domain hymns that we have not yet done, and there's still enough for a few more years.
Yeah. So what about the hymns that are written by Community of Christ members? Because we have a fair amount of those too, yes. But I guess the tunes might not necessarily be owned by our church.
Correct. Yeah. In the hymnal, sometimes the words, the copyright to the words are owned by somebody, by one company, and the music by somebody else. And as a matter of fact, some of the hymns that we're doing right now, the public domain ones, the words are owned by somebody else, but we're not doing anything with the words. We're just doing the tune. And so the story we may have some information in the story about the words that are commonly used with that, but we're not arranging the words. We're only arranging the tune, which is a public domain tune. Tunes that are owned by the church are we don't have any issue with. We can go ahead and arrange those.
That makes a lot of sense. And honestly, from my perspective, sound like this would be a nightmare for me. All of the red tape and figuring out, okay, what can we do with this one? What can we do with this one? So my respect for this project, like, it was already high, but now you've just taken it to a new level, because I guarantee if I were the one doing it, I would probably get something very wrong. And then, you know, I would cause a bunch of people to do all this work and then it would turn out to be for nothing.
You know, through the years, we've done some copyrighted hymns when there were still enough people in the legal department that they had some time to be able to help us with that. It's gotten a little tighter over the last few years. And so, honestly, that's why I've been looking at the public domain hymns. There's a lot of public domain tunes out there that are in the hymnal, and a lot that the church owns. And so I figure as long as we can kind of keep working with those, that gives us the option for several hymns. Like I said, because some of those tunes are used for multiple hymns.
Yeah. Ooh, what a labor of love.
It is. It's a bit challenging at times. Occasionally, depending on what else is going on, I find myself thinking, oh, I really want to get this out by the end of the first of the bi-month. Sometimes it's a little bit closer than I like, or maybe even into the second month, but it happens. Life gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah, and grace abounds.
Yes.
So Pam, as I've been thinking about this and just as I've been learning more about Piano Club on my own, you know, culturally in the U.S., I've mentioned I'm in Utah and I feel like Utah is kind of an anomaly as far as the arts go. But right. Culturally here in the U.S., the arts seem to have taken a backseat, right? These are the programs
we're getting. Yeah.
Wow. They're the programs that are getting cut from school. It seems like parents have really pushed kids into sports more than art. Yeah. And so I'm just wondering, as you have worked with the Piano Club over the decades and have just seen ministers growing, musicians in Community of Christ growing, have you seen that culture impact musical ministry in the church?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have. Membership in Piano Club has fluctuated. Sometimes it's been really, really, really great. Sometimes it's been to the point that makes me think, okay, are we really doing something that we need to continue? But it hasn't dropped to a level where I think, no, it's time to end it. I have heard occasionally from some who say, as much as I love Piano Club, our congregation isn't using it. And that's sad. But I also hear sometimes from piano teachers who use some of the arrangements with their kids. So it's a balance. And I guess I figure that as long as we can keep providing something that helps kids and adults to feel that what they're doing is worthwhile in the congregation, that's our way of saying, yes, the arts are important. And some of the arrangements sometimes have additional instruments with them, like a melody or a descant that could be used by any of the C instruments or B flat instruments sometimes. So it provides another option as well. So that if there's a couple of kids in the family, one's playing piano, one's playing violin, okay, there's a way that they can do a ministry of music. And our way of saying, yeah, it's important. And here's a way you can do it. So yeah, I wish that there was more attention paid to the arts. I wish it was seen of more value. I do worry sometimes about the future of music in church. I know there's a lot of congregations that have praise bands, and I'm not averse to that. I've helped with some in the past. That may be something we look at somewhere down the road about, okay, how can Piano Club help with that? I don't know. I'm not sure what we'll do if it comes to that. But yeah, I have seen an impact on it. We just keep plugging away and doing our best to try and help provide materials to help kids see that it's important.
Mm. Well, I absolutely think that it's important, and I am a self-proclaimed traditionalist sometimes when it comes to church.
And me too, a lot of times.
Yeah, I love traditional hymns and, you know, multiple part harmonies and just the act of singing together. And so the idea that we could be culturally not putting emphasis on that, just in general, outside of church, in church, et cetera, it does make me sad and causes me some concern. But I also think that there's enough of us traditionalists that we'll keep it going.
I hope so. I hope so. We're trying to.
Yeah. Well, and again, I keep bringing up my context in Utah, but I know that there's a lot of piano players here. And sometimes when people have stepped away from their religion, in our congregation, that's one thing that we have several people that are like, oh, we'd love to learn the hymn. So we've ordered, you know, the musician copy of the hymnal,
right,
for several people in our congregation, because that's something that they miss. It's a ministry that they miss, being able to provide for people. And so, yeah. And that's why I said earlier, you know, I think my congregation could really benefit from this. And so I don't think that anyone in Salt Lake is a member of Piano Club, and I am hoping to change that.
All right. You know, we've had some congregations in the past where they buy a membership for the congregation, as well as individuals who just buy it for themselves. So if someone doesn't feel like they could afford it, or if the congregation wants to buy it, okay, go ahead and get a membership. We'll send it to whoever the key person is, and you can share it with whoever.
That's good to know, which kind of brings me to my next question is, how do we get involved with Piano Club? And I'm also, so when I say this, you know, my initial thought is, how can somebody partake in the resources that Piano Club is providing, but also, is there a way to volunteer to help Piano Club out?
I'm curious about
that as well. So how can we get involved? Whatever part of the ministry would fit.
Okay. If you want to be, now let me back up. Membership is open to anyone who is interested, whether they are a member of Community of Christ or not. Because again, a lot of the hymns that we use, while some are unique to Community of Christ, a lot of the tunes are found in hymnals of many other denominations. And so if someone outside Community of Christ wants to join Piano Club and get those resources, fine, we'd love to have them. You can get membership by going to the church's website, cofchrist.org/piano club, and that will take them to the information page where they can join membership. If they're willing to get the resources by email, is $10 a year. If they want snail mail, that's $25, just to help cover our costs there. My email is on that page as well. So if someone wants to say, hey, I'd love to do some arrangements, or I'd love to write a story, or I'd love to help with whatever. If there's or just sharing ideas, send me an email. I'd love to hear it. So in fact, some of the current arrangers are people who said, oh, I'd love to be able to arrange. I've had some who say, yeah, I'd like to try doing this. Maybe I just want to do one B arrangement of one hymn. That's fine. Sometimes we send out two ABC arrangements, because I've got a couple of people right now who both like to do those levels of arrangements, and they do it in different ways. And so in those cases, someone may have two options of either the very simplest one. And I don't have any problem sending out a couple of arrangements by different arrangers.
Thank you, Pam. I just feel like such a dork listening to this, because like, I'm getting so excited. And again, this isn't even anything that I know anything about, but I'm so glad that it exists. And just to underscore how inexpensive this is, you said $10 a year to get the resources by email, and then $25 by snail mail.
Correct.
So that is cheaper than any piano book you will ever find.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we have, I have a list. Well, let me back up a minute. We have copyright permission for some of the arrangements that we've done in the past. Those, unfortunately, I can't share, because we were limited to a specific number that we could do. There are a lot of public domain arrangements that we've done. I have a list of those, and I probably should put it up make it available on the website to say, these are available that we could send to someone if they were interested. And when I've done that, we've asked for just minimal, a minimal payment to help with those. But yeah, there's a lot of resources out there. Interestingly enough, sometimes when I've said something about Piano Club, people have said, I didn't know that was still around. Yeah, it's very definitely still around, still going strong.
Well, you know, this is a little podcast, but I am hoping you see a little bit of a bump in membership with this.
I will let you know.
Yeah, I'm curious.
I'd love to see several emails come in. If the best way to do it is to go to that website, the church website, which will take you then to the Herald House link where you can order. Make your order. And that's the best way to do it.
Excellent. And we'll be sure to link that directly in the show notes of the podcast. So it's really accessible. So listeners, make sure you go do it.
I'd love to get a lot of emails from Herald House saying, here's some additional Piano Club memberships. The other thing that I probably should let you know too, is that membership runs on a calendar year. So it doesn't matter when you join during the year, you will get all of the resources for that year. Mm. So for example, if somebody doesn't join until, say June or July, I will send them the first and second and then third resources for that year. We've done it that way just because that's an easy way of saying, of knowing when it's time to renew. Mm. And quite honestly, so that I'm not having to think, okay, wait a minute, this person needs to renew this month, this person needs to renew that month. with everything that's going on in our lives right now, to be quite honest, I don't have the time to do that.
Yeah.
And so by saying membership is on a calendar year, then I know that whenever I get a new member, all I need to do is go back and send them the previous ones and add them to the list for going forward.
That makes a lot of sense. And it sounds like there's a lot to juggle with this project. And so streamlining yes, there that is. One aspect of it.
That's also why we send everybody all of the arrangements. When Bob and Jerry Gale were doing it, they had it streamlined in a way so that you could say, I only want the E arrangements or I only want ABC arrangements. And they were able to do the labels and had an assembly line set up to get all of that done. Again, as the years have gone by, I don't have the time to go through and say, okay, these five people only want this level. Those 10 people want that. Okay, especially if we're sending an email, because then they can simply run off the ones that they want.
Yeah, again, that totally streamlines it.
Yeah, well, when life gets a little hectic, you kind of do what you have to make it as easy as possible.
Absolutely. You want one, you get them all.
Yeah. But, oh, we've got some wonderful people through the years who have been involved in helping with the arrangements. It has not been the same group all the way through. You know, sometimes people's lives get busy and they say, I just can't do this anymore, or whatever, or someone else will come in. But we've got a really good group right now. But I'm always open to individuals who are interested.
Yeah. So can I ask real quick about how many people? I mean, we've talked a lot about the process, but how many people are involved?
Well, let's see. I've got one who does the puzzles, one who writes the stories. I've got two who do the ABC levels, someone else who does the D level, and Jan does the E level, and me. So at the moment, about seven.
Yeah. Wow. It's amazing what seven people can accomplish. And the fact that this is being, circulated throughout the church and throughout the world, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it is fun. It's fun sometimes too to see where the where the different memberships are, where people are. We've had people in Germany at times. Don't have anyone there right now. It's mostly the U.S. But again, if anybody's listening outside the U.S., with email, we can send you the arrangements. And you can get them very quickly and very easily.
Excellent. I just picture Community of Christ talent shows all over the place with little kids. Yeah. Cranking out the hymns.
Yeah. Sometimes, well, again, several years ago, we used to do a piano club recital at conference.
Oh, okay.
Had an opportunity to do that. As things have shifted, again, that unfortunately fell by the wayside. But that was fun to be able to see people sharing in that way. So yeah, if there's local congregational talent shows that are doing that, it would be so much fun to be able to see or either a video or even just a picture of someone doing that. I ask sometimes in the newsletter if folks would send a picture, and unfortunately they don't. But I'd love to have pictures to be able to share.
Well, I wonder if even, you know, I mean, if it's, I get that it can be difficult to get things from people, but now I'm having this vision of an online recital, right? Of everyone just playing Ooh. One hymn that they've done. Then you could stitch,
Ooh, that's an idea.
Stitch them together. There's just so many possibilities.
That's an idea. We'll have to talk about that in maybe the next notes.
Well, and again, listeners, I don't boss our listeners around very much, but I really I'm excited about this. So I hope that more people take advantage of this incredibly inexpensive resource. And I'm excited.
I appreciate your support. I hope we can get the word out to more folks as well. With those of us who are involved in it really enjoy doing it. Mm. And hope that people who are getting them enjoy it and would love to be able to share it. I know when I send out the renewals, I send out a brochure as well, which is also on the website, and just say, hey, feel free to share this with anybody you know. So I'll say it here. You know, if you're interested, if you know anybody who would be interested, this is not restricted to Community of Christ. Anybody who would like to have some of the arrangements can join.
Excellent. Pam, thanks so much for this conversation. I always like to end these interviews with just, is there anything else that you would like to leave us with? I just, again, want to thank you. I think that this is such an important ministry that absolutely develops disciples to serve and really upholds the worth of all people and allows people to bring ministry wherever they're at the different levels in such a meaningful way. So thank you. And is there anything else you'd like to leave us with?
I don't think so, except to say thank you for supporting us and helping us get the word out.
Yeah. Well, again, I hope some of our listeners take advantage of it. I think that's like maybe the fourth time I've said it.
I will be sure and let you know.
Okay. Thanks so much, Pam.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thanks for listening to Project Zion Podcast. Subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Stitcher, or whatever podcast streaming service you use, and while you are there, give us a 5-star rating. Project Zion Podcast is sponsored by Latter-day Seeker Ministries of Community of Christ. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are of those speaking and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Latter-day Seeker Ministries or Community of Christ. The music has been graciously provided by Dave Hines.